Okay, item 581.
Appoint Damian R. Hall and reappoint Mary Ann Mickey Herman to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners for terms to expire June 9, 2019.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. I'm pleased to invite our two new appointees to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners, and I think the Executive Director, Michael Bonacore, is also going to join us. So if Michael and Mickey and Damian Hall would come up. Mickey is re-upping for another term, but Damian is a brand new appointee of the City of Portland to the Home Forward Board of Commissioners, and I'm sure my colleagues are all familiar with the important work that Home Forward does, and I'll turn it over to Michael for a few words, and then maybe Damian and Mickey could each say a few words, and they're here to answer any questions you may have as well.
All right,
Michael.
Thank you, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. Thank you for having us, and happy Pride Month. Thank you for that as well. I'm going to cover three areas really quickly for you today. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's about to happen. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the important work that Home Forward is doing right now, and talk to you about how I think we could work together going forward. So Home Forward was founded in 1941, which sounds like the beginning of a really boring story, but I'm going to rock it through history and just tell you that eventually there was an intergovernmental agreement that between the city and Multnomah County, we began to serve the entire county. And then in 1992, the city of Gresham entered into that intergovernmental agreement. So we are now governed by a nine-commissioner board, five of which are City of Portland appointees, but all of our appointees, regardless of which jurisdiction they represent, come through City Council for this City Council for approval. And Damian and Mickey, as Commissioner Saltzman said, are both City of Portland appointees. There are two appointees from Multnomah County and two from the City of Gresham as well. So a few words about some things that we're working on that are important to us. We recently completed our third and final Hope 6 project out in Southwest Portland called Stevens Creek Crossing. I know many of you have toured it. And that sort of moves us into a new era as a developer of affordable housing. Hope 6 is our behind us, and so we are now approaching the role with curiosity and an interest in partnership, and of course a deep commitment to increasing the amount of affordable housing that's available in our community. We are engaging supportively and productively in conversations about how the development of affordable housing can be done more quickly and less expensively. And we will certainly do our part, and our role as a developer and owner, we believe, is to make sure that we're creating high-quality apartment communities that will be sustainable for the long term, with a deep commitment to long-term affordability, and with a particular emphasis on the lowest income members of our community. We recently introduced an initiative to project-based 500 vouchers over the next 3 to 5 years in developments either that are new or existing, recognizing that in this really hot rental market, the ability of voucher holders to meaningfully have choice in what neighborhoods they live in is dramatically vanishing because the rental market is so, it's kind of crazy right now. And we think that that is a trend that in some important neighborhoods will not change, and the project-based vouchers gives us the opportunity to ensure affordability in places where otherwise it's being lost. And we're doing that in conversation with you and with the community about what's important to them in terms of where those resources are placed. We also have a very significant preservation initiative before us. It's an effort we've been working on for a number of years now in a variety of ways. Again, having been founded in 1941, it means we have a pretty old housing stock, and we've been successful in doing important capital work on a lot of it, and there's a lot of work that remains. And so we will be doing that aggressively and communicating as much as we can about the implications for the community as we do that work, and we'll be asking for help in doing it. And then finally, I'll just touch on the obvious importance of our engagement with you in the Home for Everyone effort to end homelessness in this community ultimately. And I think we are on a really strong path. I appreciate all of the leadership and support that's been provided to that effort, and particularly that it has shown up as a financial commitment in your budget. And I know that was a big push to make, and it is, as you know, incredibly, incredibly important to this community. And we are, of course, deeply committed to working with you in service to what the City of Portland needs and our other jurisdictions as well. And then finally, I just wanted to, actually, before I close, I did want to pause long enough to take a moment to say that we're also joined today by our board chair, David Widmark, and our vice chair, Jim Smith, who are in the audience with us as well. So my closing thoughts are that we have all linked arms in a really important way around a home for everyone, and again appreciate the commitment to that effort. And I think the next thing that we really have to put our shoulders behind together is around the work that the Welcome Home Coalition is moving forward. We really desperately need a local permanent revenue stream that will fund affordable housing. Affordable housing is our long-term systemic solution to homelessness. And as much as we are doing with what we have, we need more than that. And we can't give up on the thought and the effort that the federal government should show up in a way that it has been it hasn't fully been for quite some time. We have to hold on to and fight for the resources that we need in that regard, and we know that we have to do something ourselves to change this. And I don't envy you the challenge of figuring out where to put your political effort when there are incredibly difficult issues that you are grappling with and need to ask the public to pay for, and when to do that and how to do that. I can only imagine how difficult that is. And I just want to tell you today, not that I think one thing is more important than another, just to pluck one thing out, we need to fix our streets, absolutely. And if there was a check I could write today for my share, I would do it. I'm all in with you. And I just hope that we can not cast any of these choices as pitted against each other, because as we face those difficult decisions, people are dying on our streets as they have been for decades now. And this is a path that will help us change that trajectory. We are here for you. We are your partner, and we work in service to you, and we will show up how you need us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Damien, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Thank you. My name is Damien Hall, and I'd like to start off by thanking Commissioner Saltzman for nominating me to potentially be with the approval of the council board member for Home Forward. The availability of quality, stable, and affordable housing, I think, is very important to social justice in the city and the county. It's one of the leading determinants in both physical and behavioral health, as well as educational achievement, and I think is one of the main ways that the city can help in, along with the county and Home Forward, to try and break the cycle of poverty that a lot of the citizens face. Hopefully, with the approval of the commission, I'll be able to assist Home Forward in the valuable work that they do, and helping to meet the demand for that good affordable housing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mickey, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you. Good morning. I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for letting me
be re-upped and reappointed. My last year has been incredibly valuable, and it really makes me realize that human capital is the most important thing we have to offer in the city of Portland, and all citizens should find ways to get involved and to stay involved in meaningful ways. Home Forward is such an innovative agency. They do really good work. It's a complicated process. There are not enough pieces in the pie, but I've been really impressed with what they do with so little and how innovative they are. And I've been very fortunate to participate in ways more than just sitting on the board. I'm also part of the Finance and Audit Committee as well as their Real Estate REIT Committee. So I'm getting to put all my private sector knowledge to work. So thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Questions for the nominees? Or?
Thank you very much, both of you, for your service. I have a question. Are there term limits on the Home Forward Board?
There are term. Oh, why a quiz? I should have studied. I'm sorry. There are four year terms. I believe folks can serve indefinitely, but there are term limits in our officer positions. How long a person can hold an officer position?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Other questions? Thank you all. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
Okay. Well, we'll get you to yield, and we'll hear from them, and then we'll take action. Thank you very much.
Rebecca Bacon and Charles Johnson.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. So my name's Rebecca Bacon. I'm a student at PSU. I've lived in Portland my whole life. I've watched the housing market, the Section 8, come through with Home Forward. I watched it go from a nonprofit to a profit. Home Forward has a list that is, to say the least, it's just, it's so long that nobody can really get on it. The Section 8 list for Home Forward is impossible. People are looking for emergency housing. They come to Home Forward looking to sign up on some type of Section 8, and they're denied. The list is too full. People are still waiting. The other problem I have with Home Forward is I lived out in an apartment in Gresham. There was a veteran that was placed in one of the apartments that I lived in. The manager decided he didn't want them here anymore. He wanted a turnover rate. So he evicted these people. After he evicted them, they called Home Forward. Home Forward said their mandatory reporting book that he gave the manager. He took this man's benefits away. He stripped him of his Section 8. He evicted him, and Home Forward came in and did an assessment of the apartment and taxed him over $3,000 because the apartment wasn't up to par. They have a lot of other issues that I wanted to speak about here today because I'm only going to get to speak to this one time. We have a new emergency meeting here called for, I'm guessing, the council meeting's board raise. Is that what's going on?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an emergency meeting here today for the council member's board raise? Oh, I guess that wasn't put on the agenda this time.
It's not an emergency meeting. No. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to speak about the water issues real quick and the new grant.
Yeah, no, you need to stick to the Home Forward issue. Yeah, we're going to stay on this topic.
Okay, I won't be able here to stay for the whole entire meeting because I wanted to speak on the other issues.
Yeah, we have to take topics one at a time.
Okay. We now have a big proposal coming in, a home for everyone. It's $1 million. You're asking for an extra $65,000 for a response team for a landlord sort of management agency that helps with people that are having a hard time being placed or having a hard time with management. The problem we have with that is most of the people that are in management are looking for the high turnover rate. They're looking to move people out. If we were to create a landlord response team, we need to find better ways to suit these veterans. If you're going to put them in with your Operation Veteran 402 plan by the end of 2015 to house all the veterans, you need to create more permanent housing. Apartment complexes are not the answer for these veterans. They fought for our country, and going into apartment complexes where they're not able to adapt is causing problems. So we need to look at better solutions. We can't build tiny homes. That's not a solution. We can't put our veterans in a box. But in the same sense, we can't put them in apartments that are so overly priced that it takes up most of their wages. What I'm asking the board to look at is you need to do a rental cap. An SRO should be 400, a one-bedroom should be 500, a two-bedroom should be 600, and a three-bedroom should not go over $700. This can create a better place for everyone to find an apartment and be able to live in a minimum wage job and be able to sustain their apartment.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. As you know, and was mentioned by the testifiers, we have a problem with the lethality of homelessness, of people dying on the streets, and I was very glad to hear that that was acknowledged in the testimony. Many of the citizens of Portland have been concerned that during the past couple weeks there have been sweeps going on, and that regardless of what the Home Forward budget is, we all know that there are waiting lists and limits on the capacity, and that most of those people are not avoiding services, they're waitlisted for services. And so I, while I have some concerns about the operation of Home Forward, I don't want to diminish anyone's good intentions, but I want to encourage the people who have been reappointed who are on the Home Forward Board to develop some elevator speeches, because they can keep telling us that there are obstacles, a shortage of federal money, and these things. And I think one of the responsibilities of being on the board of Home Forward is, if you're not accomplishing what you hope to do, a home for everyone, which we haven't done with the previous 10-year plan, that they should not at least be shy about knowing specific, you know, under this Republican Congress, there won't be very many, but specific pieces of legislation, and just realizing that when we want homes for everybody, that means not just looking to Home Forward, but also constantly engaging with Blumenauer and Wyden and getting to know the Republican contingent so that our federal budget can be more sensible, with less money going to drones and F-35 fighters that we don't need, and more money going to, as the fellow testifier just mentioned, providing homes for people who have put their lives in jeopardy for the national interest, or supposed national interest. But not just veterans. We need to realize that most veterans, when they fought for the United States, didn't fight so that they could get a subsidized apartment that overlooked somebody sleeping on the sidewalk. I think any veteran worth their salt wants to see a government that puts people in, if not basic housing, emergency shelter. We know that we're not going to fix the housing problem before this time next year, when there might be more appointees. But we also know that the city has no plan to put those people in clean, hygienic cots with access to showers and such during the next year. So I hope that other homeless activists outside of Home Forward and within, that these board members will be agitators who not just look at the complicated issue of funding MFI capable apartments for 30% MFI and 60% and 0% MFI, but also respect basic human rights, so that the people we walk past at 10 o'clock at night in the doorways of 2nd and 3rd Avenue are there by choice, instead of saying there's no cots, there's no showers, there's no beds available for them. And I hope you also continue to expand programs like R2D2. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, anyone else? And roll call, please, on the resolution.
Fish?
Well, first, I want to thank Dan Saltzman for putting this on the regular agenda. Historically, these often are on the consent, and so we are deprived of the opportunity to have this discussion. And so thank you, Dan. And I think that's an important change, and I hope we do it consistently with all members and reappointments. And I want to thank the leadership of Home Forward for being here to join us for this occasion. And I want to thank Damian and Mickey for agreeing to serve. Damian, you have an amazing resume and background, but when I saw that you were a USC graduate, that sealed it for me. And Mickey, thank you for doing a second term. Having served on the board of what used to be called the Housing Authority of Portland, I know that this is service at its highest calling, and it is not easy work, and you're not serving at an easy time. So it makes it all the more important to us that we thank you for your service and support you as you go forward. I also want to thank Michael Bonacor for doing something that we often don't do in this chamber, which is coming forward and acknowledging the success that we've had working together. And there's something about progressives where we leave that out of the conversation, and we feel virtuous in doing so. And I think it's a big mistake. And I think the more we do it, the more we are actually seeding the ground to people that don't even share our basic value system. So I think it's very important when Michael comes forward as the executive director and talks about the success. And you know, the Home for Everyone, which we started putting in place 2 or 3 years ago, has great promise, and it really is potentially going to change things because it's going to bring an unprecedented level of collaboration among the key players. The decision by your board to project-based 500 vouchers is a huge milestone. Your predecessor was a little more parsimonious with those vouchers, and to connect the dots, because of that initiative, Commissioner Saltzman is going to be able to deliver on the council's commitment to affordable housing in North McAdam. Without those vouchers, it becomes very difficult because we obviously the biggest challenge we face is on the service side. The collective efforts that you and the city have done over the last few years to reform the VASH voucher program and to go from an underperforming to an overperforming jurisdiction, which means we're getting more vouchers, which means we're going to likely meet the goal we've set, audacious goal of ending veterans' homelessness, is possible. You haven't just closed out your third Hope 6. Stevens Creek Crossing is sort of the culmination of everything that the agency has done. And it reflects a values proposition that we cannot forget, which is opportunity housing. Stevens Creek Crossing is in a desirable neighborhood with strong schools and great services. And we must insist that even though that may be a little more expensive in the long run, that low-income families have the choice of where to live, and that includes not just being on the margins of our community, but living in strong neighborhoods. And I hope we never walk away from that principle. Your preservation agenda is important because you do have an aging stock. We could go on and on and on, but I just want to close by acknowledging the elephant in the room. If a growing chorus of people in Washington, D.C., or who are serving as candidates for high national office have their way, there will no longer be a Home Forward. And when the principal candidates for major political parties get up and say, we're going to end the federal role in housing, it means we would no longer have a Home Forward. And let's not kid ourselves. If you take all the housing dollars, which we keep shrinking because of sequestration, and we bundle them in a block grant, what'll happen is over time it'll continue to wither, and you will have some very tough choices to make about your long-term survival. But it seems hard to me to imagine in 10 years that we're going to have a Home Forward if we go down that path. So we're entering into an election season, and I think it's about time that collectively we raised our voices again and said that if we're going to make progress ending homelessness and providing a range of housing choices for Americans, there must be a strong federal role. And I cannot believe that we're having a conversation in this country about ending a federal role at the very time that the federal government's role is needed more than ever. And let's also be clear. The Welcome Home Coalition is doing great work in laying a foundation. Home for Everyone is very promising. We will not succeed without a strong federal partner. Let's not kid ourselves. We cannot locally solve a national problem. I can't think of a national problem that actually we would be charged locally with solving. And it's actually outrageous to suggest that it is our problem to solve. It is a national problem. So, Michael, thank you for laying out both the accomplishments and the challenge. Thank you, Dan, for bringing this forward. Thanks to the mayor and the council for putting real housing dollars in this budget above and beyond our ongoing money. And welcome and thanks to our two board members. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to welcome our returning board member and our new board member, Damian and Mickey. Thank you, Michael, for your great remarks, and also want to acknowledge the chair and vice chair, David Widmark and Jim Smith. Thank you for being here today, too. And Michael, I just wanted to also, and I think Nick more or less alluded to it just a minute ago, but stepping forward with project-based vouchers for South Waterfront or North McAdam, affordable housing is really a tremendous opportunity. It's a great opportunity area, and we will have some good mixed-income housing there. And also recently, your commitment of project-based vouchers to our Pearl District property that we just acquired from Hoyt Street Properties. That'll allow us to do some low-income, very low-income family housing, again, in an area that has lots of amenities and opportunities. So it's a good working relationship we have, and I know our board members will our board commissioners will make sure that we continue to have good relations. So thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Damian and Mickey, thank you, Michael. Thanks for all of your work. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. And I also appreciated Commissioner Fish's pointing out that unless we have a strong and, in fact, stronger federal partner on these issues, we are going to continue to struggle. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much to the Home Forward board members. It's a huge commitment of time, and I really appreciate your volunteer effort and your partnership with the organization and with governments. We need to work together, and there aren't enough resources, and that's very difficult for all of us. So working together to make sure we spend the resources as wisely as possible is hugely important. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Well, neither the housing market, which is an inexorable, enormous force, nor the beleaguered citizen like the one we heard from today who's trying to find affordable housing, acknowledges or cares about bureaucratic turf. Doesn't matter. The market cares not whether we have one housing agency, 15 housing agencies, good coordination, or the lack of it. And the citizen trying to find a foothold here doesn't care either. But what they ought to have a right to expect, and what the market might respect a little bit, is if the city and the county and the housing authority are an effective partnership of public agencies doing coordinated work. And I believe we have the structure for that now, and I appreciate Home Forward's engagement in that. And then now, having created that effective management structure, it's incumbent on all of us, the housing commissioner, me, all of five of us, and you and your board, to be very innovative and very aggressive in trying things, trying new things, trying to find more ways to address this problem with the resources we have. The city's a big player here. I think sometimes we think it's normal that there's a housing bureau in city government. I think we may be the only one in the state, but there certainly aren't a lot of them. There are 22 housing authorities around the state, but there aren't a lot of housing bureaus. And as Commissioner Fish noted, we're dedicating $100 million, or nearly that, in city funds towards housing. That's great. That's to be celebrated. But we better make sure that we are using all those dollars and the ones that you have creatively and effectively in a red-hot real estate market to try to find opportunity for more people, whether it's to get indoors because they're sleeping in a doorway or to be able to afford housing now that they finally got a minimum wage job. So there's a lot of work to do. We appreciate the volunteer role that you as board members play. It's the same thing here with the Planning Commission and the Design Commission and the Human Rights Commission and the others that we rely on for citizens to help guide policy. So look forward to working with you very much and appreciate very much the partnership that we have. Aye. Thank you.